Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
With Georgia, they're going to see Texas in 2 weeks, and we're talking about who might be the quarterback. And right now, Coach Steve Sarkisian, he announced on Monday that Quinn Ewers returned to practice during their bye week. So he feels good about his availability for Saturday's Red River Rivalry Showdown against Oklahoma. So if you recall, Ewers injured his oblique back on September 14th. And then it has been Arch Manning who has stepped in and done a nice job.
Yeah, he's done good. He's not been Quinn Ewers, though. And I think that is the thing that fans need to, and everyone needs to understand. Arch Manning did everything that was asked of him, and there's no more he could have honestly done, really, other than just be perfect. But Quinn Ewers is the better quarterback right now. He was never going to lose his job. The only thing that Arch Manning has done has more at than Quinn Ewers is the family name. He's got a better family name. That's it.
I don't know if that's fair, dude.
Quinn Ewers has been
So what you're doing right now is you're knocking him because of his name.
I'm not knocking
and he
him.
He hasn't used that as a crutch at all.
No, he hasn't, but it has been the hype machine for him.
It's not his fault.
It's not his fault. This isn't about Quinn Ewers and Arch Manning. It's about people that the hype train thinking that somehow two average games from Arch Manning was going to surpass all of the things that Quinn Ewers has done.
Average.
They weren't average games, and I probably undersold it by saying he did a nice job.
Who are the
I know what you're going to say about opponents, but let's just look at a kid that hadn't played in a college game before coming in, doing what he did.
Don't forget, they were up 7-6 over Miss State with about 2 minutes to go in the first half. He makes a dime of a throw. But it wasn't like they were rolling through teams with Arch back there like they were Quinn.
No, but I'm saying I think people are getting excited about the ceiling for this guy. Or maybe the fact that there probably is no ceiling for him, right? Because you're coming in having not played before and still able to do that and lead a Texas team to a win, I think is still a big deal. And then your mind starts to probably wonder, okay, what else is in store? What else does this kid have in store for us? So that's probably where a lot of the excitement is coming.
I've talked to a couple of different Bama fans that are like, man, it's like kind of like Tua and Jalen. And I'm like, no, it's not even the same because I think they're both more equal in terms of talent. And
I think they're the same quarterback, too. I think Jalen and Tua are different players.
I kind of disagree with that, too. When you look at Arch Manning, he's way more of a threat with his legs. Now, they're both, similar in terms of their style, but We saw Arch Manning in the speed he displayed. I think he can do a little bit different things than you would see from a Quinn Ewers.
I think Quinn
aspect.
Can do more with his legs than people give him credit for. I think his That's problem fine, is he just can't stay healthy.
He doesn't. And so I don't think this is as simple as you're thinking it is.
I don't think there was ever any doubt that Quinn Ewers is a starting quarterback for
I
Texas.
I think Quinn Ewers is a possible first-round pick. I had Quinn Ewers as my Heisman finalist going into the season. I think he's great. I think there's probably more upside, though, when you look at what Arch Manning can do in Steve Sarkisian's offense. So I agree with you. I'm not saying they're wrong for starting Quinn Ewers. I just think it's way, way tougher decision than you're kind of alluding to.
I think the fact that anyone thinks in their right mind that in two games, again, against subpar opponents where Arch was, I think, I said average. Maybe that's unfair. Maybe he was good. You want to say good? But he didn't do anything that makes me think, yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and replace Quinn Ewers, who led us to the college football playoff last year, and I was already has a good win and went to Michigan and played very well. Quinn Ewers is and will be the starting quarterback for this team moving forward, unless injury, rises up again.
I agree with you. I just don't think it's that easy, man.
I think it's very easy.
I think that if you get 2 weeks down the road and you get shellacked by Georgia, if that were to happen, then I think these questions are going to rise back up.
Well, if they get shellacked by Georgia, a different Georgia is going to come to Austin.
Well, you seem adamant about that. I think Texas
is the best team in the country.
Okay.
I don't think anyone's – I think they're the only team that's shown that they're the best team in the country consistently through 5 weeks.
You just said that they just – basically, the Arch Manning just beat two nobodies the last couple of weeks. So what are we hanging our hat on?
What do you mean? They have beat two nobodies. Miss State is not very good.
But they also went
to Michigan and dominated Michigan.
And you're saying that's one of the best.
I think they have looked consistently better than anyone else. Alabama has struggled at times. Georgia has lost and struggled at times.
I'm going to ask you to lower your volume just a little bit. I don't know why you're yelling at me.
Because I don't like your tone. Well, and I don't like your questioning.
You sound
I know you. Angry. You know you're being argumentative right now.
No, I just think that you're so confident in your answer that doesn't make sense to me, and I don't know why you're that confident. It just is not that simple.
All right, who is shown?
Texas is going to beat Georgia. It's the simple Quinn Ewers is the guy. They're winning the natty with Quinn.
No, like, that's not what, man, I said, but
it's
I
not
said
as far
that
as
if,
we're going here.
No, you made the statement, if Georgia come in and shellacks Texas, which Georgia that you've seen so far is showing up to do that? Tell me the Georgia you've seen this year that will show up and shellack Texas.
Second half against
Bama. In Austin. No.
Second half against Bama.
No.
They'd shellack.
No, they wouldn't.
So, Georgia this week has Mississippi State.
Go Bulldogs.
In their matchup.
Wait, which one? Is this,
so, UGA clearly bounced back in a pretty dominant way. What was it? Against Auburn. And I missed that score.
Well, 31-13.
Thank you very much.
I just had the
makings of some sort of trap-ish game ahead of a game against Texas. Or I know people are probably already asking them the questions. Are you guys looking ahead?
I don't think that, and I think Georgia fans would tell you, I don't think that game was as dominant as they wanted it to be against Auburn. And that was a lesser opponent, and Auburn really wasn't doing a lot of things. But that game was with, at the start of the fourth quarter, that game was a 10-point, 11-point game.
I think Auburn's a lot better on defense than people will give them credit for.
Well, they definitely looked that way last week until the very end. I got out of hand.
I think they're a quarterback away from being a better team. They show. Look, but let me
it
say
might
something.
Be a Hugh Freeze way.
Yeah, that's not that. You. I don't disagree with you at all.
I'm right.
Can I say something though? Miss State is not Vanderbilt. All right, they are not. Miss State is probably the worst team in the conference.
It ain't no question.
And that's why I was a little bit hard on Texas's performance with Arch last week, where I know they won handily, but to be 14-6 at halftime at home against Miss State, I that's rough for me because I saw Florida run through Miss State. All right, they're the worst defense.
But all I'm saying is
in college
you had
football.
A player that had not played that took over in a game.
I just think it's obtuse for fans and media, not you two, but other fans need to clamor for him to take over
I'm
for
not
Quinn.
I'm not saying
y'all to clamor for him to just come in and play average and say, oh, he should be the starter of Quinn Ewers. It's disrespectful to everything Quinn Ewers has done and everything Steve Sarkisian is doing because you're telling that man that he doesn't know his program. You know his program better than him.
Well,
And I'm not saying y'all said that. I'm saying I've heard that.
Here's the thing. I think it's a little bit disrespectful for you to bring up his last name and just dismiss the quarterback because of his last name.
I'm not dismissing him. There's no dismissal, but I'm telling you, if Arch Manning's name was Arch Johnson or Arch Morgan, no one would give a damn about him taking over the job. You'd all be saying, here comes Quinn Ewers back in to take over because they need him.
That's not true.
It is absolutely true.
I do think that there is some. I'm not taking away from his talents because of his last name. He's clearly talented and clearly deserving of being a starting quarterback somewhere. But I do slightly agree with Bo in the sense that the more media, the more the fans clamoring for him to start does have a part of it has to do
Quinn
with
Ewers
who he is.
Is the guy.
You're absolutely right, Tiffany.
It's not that
he's dismissing.
It's not that, but I also agree with you. It's not that clear cut based on the talent of both the quarterbacks.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.